life could sure throw some curves. The best laid plans of man often take a turn for the worse just when we think we have it all figured out, and the twists and the turns of life can often get us down. I am appreciative of the statements that were made by the Hebrew writer saying, "Wherefore lift up the hands that hang down and the palsied knees." Hebrews 12:12. When you consider the conditions of the brethren to whom the Hebrew writer addressed, we see brethren who have been or are in the danger of being wearied and fatigued with the conflicts they were encountering as a result of their faith. Brethren who had once in former days endured a great conflict of suffering. Brethren who had been made a gazing stock both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly becoming partakers with them that were so used. For ye both had compassion on them that were in bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your possessions, knowing that ye have for yourselves a better possession and an abiding one. Hebrews 10:32-34. To these brethren, the writer says, "Cast not away therefore your boldness, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that, having done the will of God, ye may receive the promise." Hebrews 10:35. Throughout life, there are various and sundry difficulties that plague us all. But the trials of the Hebrews were directly related to their service to God. Brethren who were once strong were now overtaken by affliction. They forsook their assembling with the saints and were shrinking back into perdition. They were turning away from the very cure for what ailed them. In light of this, the writer turned their attention to what has been referred to as the heroes of faith, all of which were found faithful toward God because they proceeded forward rather than shrinking back. Abel offered. Enoch had been well pleasing unto God. Noah, being warned of God, moved with a godly fear. Abraham, when he was called, obeyed to go out unto a place which he was to receive for an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing whether he went. And again, Abraham, being tried, offered up Isaac. Hebrews 11:2-8, and verse 17. In their trials, afflictions, loss, and fears, they pressed on. They were active in their service and devotion to God, and did bear patiently the physical burdens encountered as a result of their faith. So, to those who get overwhelmed with trials and tribulations associated with your spiritual life, and lift up the hands that hang down and fortify the weak knees that hinder your forward progress, and make straight paths for your feet, that which is lame be not turned out of the way, but rather be healed. Hebrews 12:13. Christ became the author of eternal salvation to all them that obey him. Hebrews 5:9. If that describes you, then you, as did the Lord, must learn obedience by the things which he suffered and which you also must suffer. Get to work. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Paul saying, "Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Galatians 6:9.